Scripture today is from the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but we don't have a lot of records of Jesus preaching. We have a lot of instances of Jesus telling stories, and I was once taught that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, which is not a bad way to think of a parable. But as Jesus traveled and he told these stories, he hoped that people would learn something in them about themselves and God. And so as we listen in to the story that he told on that particular day, let us also listen in such a way that we learn. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and who looked down on everyone else, Jesus told a parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself. He prayed, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice in the week. I give a tenth of everything I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He wouldn't even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went down to his home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. The word of the Lord. Pray with me. Lord, may we receive your word humbly. May it be lifted in us that Christ might be seen in us. Through him we pray. Amen. You would have to be somewhat of a long timer here at FPC, but there was a day that some of you remember when, with our vacation Bible school program in the summer, we involved a family from Indiana, the Hammond family. Mark, Diane, or do I have that right? It's Debbie. Mark and Debbie. Help, somebody help me. It's Debbie. Okay. Mark and Debbie, their daughters, and they would do this thing. They traveled in the summer, and they would go help churches do vacation Bible school. They would write a curriculum. They created the music. They would do skits. And we worked with them in a season where we brought them in every other year for a while. And the kids loved them. And I don't remember if this was the theme of an entire VBS or if it was just part of the VBS that they did one of those years. But Mark would do this segment in their daily gathering here in the sanctuary that he called Pathetic Prayers. And he came out in like a very ugly suit, checkered pants, plaid jacket. He would wear the black rim glasses with like white tape in the middle, kind of Jerry Lewis, Nutty Professor kind of vibe. And he would read these prayers, some of them from Scripture, and then at the end, he would sort of signal to the kids who would all say, "That's pathetic." And I want to give you a taste of that. So this is your signal. "That's pathetic" is your line. Here's the prayer. "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, even this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." Amen. Hey, not bad. If you're putting a collection together of pathetic prayers, this is a worthy inclusion. I mean, it starts out okay. "Lord, I thank you." Gratitude is always a good place to start your prayers. Thanksgiving is always a good beginning when you talk to God. But it goes downhill pretty fast. I thank you that I'm not like other people. Wait, what? It sounds a lot like, God, I thank you that I'm better than other people, and he seems to believe that. Maybe you've heard that old proverb, comparison is the thief of joy. Not for this guy. He loves comparison. He gets joy from it because he is convinced that no one else measures up to him. He goes on to list the groups that he's superior to and then the reasons he's superior to them. I fast 2 times a week. I tithe, not just on my income, but anything I get, I tithe on all of it. And honestly, both of those are impressive. You got to give him that. It's a lot. Both of those things are above the standards that were required in his day. There's no question, even in that little bit that we know about this man, that he's religious. It also seems pretty clear he's not particularly humble. His prayer in Greek is 28 words. 5 of them are I. 20% of this man's prayer is first person pronoun. Friends, that's not good. And just to make sure that the readers don't miss it, Luke, who is a very skilled writer, does this interesting thing. It doesn't come across quite as clear in English, but when Luke tells us where the man was standing, he uses this phrase, toward himself. And generally, that gets translated that he was standing by himself. But the next words in the story are, he was praying. So when you read it, it literally says, toward himself, he was praying. Which, if that isn't what Luke meant, sure seems accurate. And in contrast to the Pharisee, Jesus repeats the prayer of the tax collector. 5 words in Greek. God be merciful to me, a sinner. The opening line of Psalm 51, a psalm of confession. And Luke tells us that he wouldn't even look up, and he stood far off, which is a theme that Luke is playing with in the text. There's up and down is important in this text. I don't know if you caught it. There's a group of men who look down on others. 2 men go up to the temple. 1 wouldn't even look up. Then they go down to their houses. And it's all building toward the end for Luke. This language of exalted, which literally means raised up, and humbled, which literally means lowered. And whatever else we can or can't say about the praying Pharisee, he certainly isn't humble. Throughout history, in many Jewish synagogues, including to our day, there is an inscription over part of the sanctuary in Hebrew. And if you translate that Hebrew, it says this, remember before whom you are standing. Or remember before who you stand. Well, the Pharisee has forgotten entirely before whom he stands. He speaks to God, but about himself. He gives thanks, but for his own goodness. His faith doesn't really seem to be faith at all. He's obedient, but it's about himself. One commentary says of this man, he has enough religion to be virtuous, but not enough to be humble. In other words, he has the form of faith, if you look at him, but he doesn't have the heart of it if you listen to him. He doesn't confess. Doesn't seem to think he needs to. And once you excuse yourself of sin, why would you need mercy? And why would you offer it to others? Once you're better than others, of course you can judge them. Of course you're qualified to pass judgment. The Pharisee asks nothing of God because it's not clear he can see that he needs anything from God. He has himself. And he seems to be content with that. There's no doubt in his mind he's better than the tax collector. And he would probably be very surprised to hear from Jesus that he doesn't pray better than the tax collector. He would be shocked to find out that of the two men who went up to the temple and down to their homes, he's not the one who was justified. He's not the one who will be lifted, be exalted. In fact, the day will come when just the opposite happens, and this man who lacks humility will be humbled. It's at that point that it helps if you go back to the beginning of the story. It's very easy to miss. This is a great parable. It's powerful. It's clear. You don't have to do a lot of work with it. It's well written. But there's a detail, not in the story, but preceding it, that I think is the best. It says this: Jesus told the parable to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else. To me, I think this might be the best part. I love that Luke told us this. Jesus finds himself around this group of religious people, and you know who they are. They are religious in the worst sense of the word. They are arrogant. They are judgmental. They are self-righteous. They are sure they are right. They are sure everybody else is wrong. And they look down on the rest. They can quote scripture. They go to church a lot. They are serious about religion. But they lack humility, and with it, compassion. And Jesus, and follow me here, Jesus sees these people. And he sees them for what they are. And he says, hey guys, let me tell you a story about a self-righteous Pharisee who looked down on everyone else. The story could not be more blunt. It could not be easier to see through. And Luke says he tells the story to them specifically. Points it at them, just for them. This is not subtle. It would be impossible to miss what role they have been cast in. Because real faith can't produce arrogant self-righteousness. And fake faith can't produce humble compassion. Fake faith can't confess. And neither can this man and these men who trusted in their own righteousness. Not God's righteousness. It's not about God for them. It's about how good we are and how bad they are. We do good things. We go to church. We read the Bible. We give. We believe the right things. We live the right way. So we must be better than others, right? So Jesus tells a story about two men and one pathetic prayer. Two men who went to the temple, one confidently, one cautiously. One who forgot before whom he stood. One who stood far off and wouldn't even look up. One was arrogant. The other humble. One was religious. The other a sinner. One was sure he was righteous. The other was sure he wasn't. And they both prayed that day. And one was justified because of it. And one was not because he didn't think he needed to be. And when you trust your own righteousness, it's impossible to trust God's. There's no room left for humility and confession and compassion in the self-righteous heart because it's already full with me, with self. And Jesus told that parable to some people who had a high regard for themselves, some self-righteous religious people who used religion to practice judgment, superiority, who placed themselves above and looked down on everyone else, who kept score of who's in and who's out, and who knew without a doubt that they were right in doing so. Like the man who prayed, they talked about God, but not really to him. And they never thought for an instant that they might be in the wrong. I wish Luke had told us what happened next. I would love to know how this story landed on those people. I would love to know if they heard Jesus that day. Looks like we need some help in the back. Call now. We've got some medical people, folks. Grab the AED. Okay. Yeah, it looks like we're okay. Thank you all for care and concern. I would love to know how that story landed. Self-righteous people have a hard time hearing anything else. People who know they're right have a hard time being humble and listening. I wonder if they heard Jesus that day. I wonder if they ever got it, if they learned anything from it. And sometimes, friends, as I look at the church of our day, I wonder the same about us. May we commit to pray for others instead of judge them. May we commit to pursue a righteousness from God and not about self. And may we in all things seek to follow Jesus first. Amen.